Yeah, I know, like, how do they walk into, just jump, like, okay, I'm, no, it's like on The Simpsons when Moe's, like, teacher's like, Moe, I'm dying, I have cancer,
oh,
and he's like,
did you have, like, this all on record?
Yes, Didn't I tell you that? Yeah, so, yeah, that's weird, isn't it? Look how big this protractor is. Isn't that a big protractor? It's for college students, so technically, I'm not talking about those ones for the blackboard. Like,
are you?
No, I'm not. Like, this is supposedly a college protractor. Get over here. So, stop that. That, seriously, my brother was using that, and he's like,
whoosh. No, that makes it perfect for me to use against you.
No, it does not.
I hate having male hair. Right?
Yeah,
they're
well,
gay.
No, they're not. He isn't gay. He's married.
He's like, I'm gay. I'm married to a guy. Named
no, his receptionist is gay because he's like, he had like the weirdest laugh. He's like, ah, but yeah, he isn't. So that was sort of
my boyfriend.
Right? Yeah, no, but because my brother and my mom have been going to him for like 5 years, so. Yep, that was probably, like, really bad, because we were, like, on another topic, and then I just paused it, and we came... Yeah, you were using that little whip, but...
Yeah, I put an end to that.
Yeah, no, because that was weird, the bead thing was... Yeah. This is very interesting, but okay, I should probably start off by doing the little welcome thing. And today is Wednesday, October 20th, 2004, and... Yeah.
Doing
no, I don't know. I never talked to Rant Radio because I'm gonna email you, and I submitted it, and they're like, we don't care about you. So I'm gonna email someone. I'm gonna email. There's this person. I can say his name. His name is like Jason something or other. And just come over here. Stop playing with my Xbox racing wheel.
I want to play with it.
No, sometimes I was like sitting at the TV and I wasn't playing Xbox. I was just having my foot on the pedal, so it was just sort of doing something with my feet. And yeah, what was I going on? Yeah, I'll talk to this person. Maybe he can, you know, some people. But yeah, so I was getting. He said I could upload the radio show to his, so I'm waiting for his email back. But stop doing that. That's really annoying. Right now, I got a new Palm Pilot, and so I, like, need something to do with, like, my hands. So every time I need something to do with my hands, I just take it out and I do a little drawing.
Are you going to smoke?
It seems that way. No, but I... No. Hopefully not. Every time I need to do a I need something with my hands, I just, do a little note. Like, today it was, like, going around all school because everyone was like, I hate... Someone told me.
Our
like
school had a lockdown.
Yeah, it was a weird.
it was
like a quiet.
Class?
Maybe we did have a lockdown because like Mr. Dill was like, Ben, close that door. Oh, maybe we did actually because Mrs. Mann came in and she was talking.
Please don't use real names. You better. Did you beep the last
I'll,
one?
I'll out? Beep it out.
Did you beep the last one out?
I need to beep. That's the purpose of just sort of cutting out that little section. Mrs. So and So. she came into our class and was talking to our teacher, and then And then she like left and like closed the door behind her. And she's like, and Mr. Ellis like, Ben, make sure the door is closed. So I think maybe that was, because we were like, yeah, maybe that was the lockdown. We just like continued on, but like, yeah, there was like a crazy person on the loose. This wasn't like a pretend lockdown. Thank you for putting back my Xbox Racing Wii.
If I can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put it away.
So, yeah, our first, before we go into our first topic, let's talk about other stuff too.
Like, doing topics?
No, this is just our little introduction. These are like weird topics, but yeah, we finally decided on a starting and ending song, and just so we don't get sued for something, the starting song would be, I have already told you that last episode, so I'm not going to say it again, but it is the theme song. It is the theme song to Kids in the Hall. Hold on, I'm going to check what it's called on my computer. And, it is the theme song.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah, it is. Have you seen it?
Is that the one with Grim Reapers?
Yeah, it's something like that. My dad wanted me to get it, so I'm getting him that by legal means. What am I doing? I'm watching it on my satellite TV. Yeah. We're not going to mention anything in particular, but yeah. Kids in the Hall theme song by the Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet. Yeah. Because I was like, it's like, yeah. And then the ending theme is now the Sopranos theme song, which is called Get Yourself a Gun. And that is by, hold on, the Sopranos, A3, maybe that's the artist of that song, maybe that's, like, the person I downloaded it from, but I got it off of MSN from, but, yeah, hey, I sent you that song on MSN, that's legal. Okay.
You're gonna beat this all
No, I'm not gonna beep any of this out, because I'm gonna tell you something, file sharing is legal in Canada, and that's where we are.
Still, please beep it out, at least the part with
no.
me.
I'll beep the parts out with you in it and stuff, and I'll try to cut some out, like, when I'm mentioning names, but I'm not going to mention anything about file sharing, because that's legal in Canada, and you have, like, the feds listening in, and, like, the feds are always listening into anything, like, Binary Revolution and Geek Love Radio, they're like, oh, we have a lot of feds listening right now, so here's a shout-out to the feds, but, yeah, basically every website gets feds, like, yeah. So, what was I going to say before? Yeah, those two songs, we're going to have these archived soon, and yeah, that's basically our little introduction. So, we need a guest, and we're going to get someone else, but he's being an idiot. And
no, he's not.
No, he is.
No, he's not.
He's being a British twit.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Nope, he's not.
He is.
Whatever
well, maybe I'll go on earlier tomorrow and I'll just get him on. Maybe he was just
it.
Tired. It was 12.
No.
I'm going to convince him. I know. He is into his guy online. So I'm going to convince him. But yeah. Yeah, that's our starting. It's basically it. So our first topic. I mean, remember last week we talked about the iPod. So
talk about the iPod.
Yeah, it must have been last episode. Maybe okay, one of the episodes we did, and I figure we might as well go back. And I'm just gonna say a few things. First of all, don't get the iPod Mini. It may be smaller. You pay a little less, but it fits like an eighth of the size you can put on. I was saying to T Primex that I couldn't fit my music folder that's on my computer right
is
now.
British hat supposed to be look like
I have no British hat doesn't look that.
Or is it more like me dubbed in a little bit?
Well, I don't know. That's like a I don't know. A top hat is like a British hat.
No,
but
it's
yeah.
Not. A top hat is
like well, it's a British hat. Okay, let me see. I have 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24, 28, 32, 36, 40, 41 albums on my computer, so it wouldn't fit on the iPod Mini. Probably not, if I wanted really good quality, but, don't do that, get back here, so that wouldn't fit on,
how much space does a radio show,
this, radio show, oh,
or yeah.
Geek Love Radio would take about 15 megabytes,
how many,
so you'd be able to, probably about 1,000,
yeah, I mean the iPod Mini.
Oh, yeah, the iPod Mini, yeah, about 1,000. The iPod...
And boy, has... No, you can't put anything on
the iPod. Okay, yeah, more, that's a radio
what's
show.
What's the cheapest iPod? Come
the
on.
Cheapest iPod is... Okay, first of all, you buy the iPod, not the newest model. You buy, like, the 3 series or the 2 series, the 3rd generation or whatever, and it's cheaper, and it's a better model. And then you don't buy it used. That'll save you money, but you'll have to buy a new battery most likely very soon, or if not, most people sell it like, oh, you need to buy a new battery right away. They take out the battery and then they like sell it for $100 more. But yeah. And go with the iPod 20 GB. It's gonna be like the thing that everyone is gonna have, but then it's gonna be the thing that it's like me owning a really old computer. It's gonna be the thing when it comes out, and then in a little while it's gonna be an old computer. So that's just like the iPod 20 GB. But like, cause they're coming out with an iPod 60 GB. Sometime in the next year, hopefully.
Well,
so, yeah,
that.
Basically that, and don't buy it used.
Well, guess what? I might be getting an Xbox too. Likely.
Yeah, I know. I just want to finish this. That's the end of the topic, okay? So, T-Primex is going to get the Xbox 2 when it comes out. And I'm mostly going to be too.
And, cause, you know, it's 100%
certain, though. Okay, when's it coming out?
Probably 2006.
So... 2 years from now, and, well, I don't know, give or take a few months. So,
I think late 2005.
It was supposed to be 2005 when I heard, but then obviously they changed it. Yeah, no, because my dad told me.
Late 2005
or
early.
You can't go all the way over there, it won't pick it up very well.
I'm sorry, mister. You can't go all the way over there.
I know, you can't. So yeah, Xbox 2, we've already discussed that before.
You know what?
But
I'm not doing, though.
What, go over here, they can't hear you, it's like a mumble when you go over there.
You know what I'm not doing, though.
What? Modding your Xbox.
The dance.
No, you are I bet, okay.
It was 100%.
You should probably
go. An 80% chance I wasn't going.
It's boring without you at the starting, I mean, always at the end it isn't boring, but...
Well, I'm like the life of the party now.
No, not for everyone, it's just someone to talk to.
Oh.
Discuss Xbox. And, yeah. So, there's Xbox 2. Yeah, I'll probably get it too, but...
No, I'm not going.
No, what? No, oh, that's... You're going, and, well, you don't have to. Yeah, we're, like, going in and out. Xbox 2, the dance. Xbox 2, well, this is, like, an all-variety talk hour.
The last one where you had nothing to talk about.
Yeah, this week is a lot better. Hopefully, I think if you go on Rant Radio, you have to they sometimes ask you for an hour-long show if you make, like, a half an hour and they like it.
Rant Radio sucks.
So, well, maybe. If they do, I might just, like, start my own server and just stream whenever I want. Or I'll just put them up when I want to, and I'll just say when they're going to be out. But I can't guarantee every time. Yesterday, Binary Revolution, I went on and I was, like, listening live, and it was like, dip. And then it would buffer for, like, until 100%, and then it'd go, bleep, and then I went on to Rant
Radio. I hate buffering so much.
Yeah, and then I went on to Rant Radio, and it just buffered to 100, and then it played. And then halfway through, it had to buffer again, but I don't know. What is buffering? If someone can define buffering, hold on, maybe I'll go to my trusty Internet Explorer, Firefox. Yes, dictionary.com.
By the way.
No, it isn't. You know that definition of spam? Yesterday I used against that one person. That was totally true. And it had a good definition
totally
too. So
true.
Let's, what was I searching again?
Buffering,
yes. Buffer. Say buffer and then it's like someone who waxes a car. Someone that buffs, especially a piece of soft leather. Okay. Maybe like okay. I'll try to it's like buffer like underrun or something. I don't know. It's weird. Buffering. I mean, it says buffering in the something that, okay. It says something that lessens or absorbs the shock of impact. Let's see here. Computer science, a device or area used to store. Okay, so now I know what it is. Shush, it's right here. It says right here. A device.
I want to see this.
What? Oh. It's like free horoscope. It's like this like blonde here, and then it's like if you looked at it like that. Ooh, nice. I'm gonna scroll down. Oh, free horoscope. That's great. Yeah. So, a device or area used to store temporary data. So basically, when you're listening live, it just sort of makes it so you don't have to keep on re-downloading it. It just sort of stores it, so you can listen to. You can fast forward it when you're listening live. You know, you can fast forward a few minutes. But yeah, that's buffering. A bit boring. I was gonna say someone tell me, but I guess now we know. Yeah, now you made me forget my next topic. Oh yeah, I was gonna talk about since it's very appropriate. Okay, actually, I'll talk about Napoleon Dynamite.
Now I love that. Talk
yeah, because you picked up the DVD. I just
you gave me as a birthday present.
Yeah, gave you as a birthday present. So yeah.
Sorry, we usually forget our thoughts.
Yeah, we usually need a few seconds to remember. But yeah, so Napoleon Dynamite. This story, it doesn't have a huge story. It just sort of.
Well, actually, he gave me a certificate for Napoleon Dynamite since it's not out yet.
Yes.
But it has a DVD case like that comes with the certificate.
Yes, it comes with the case. So when you get it, they send you a little CD in the mail. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, so it doesn't really have a storyline.
Well, the storyline is
okay,
this.
Don't read it. Just, okay, read it. If you want to read it, read
it.
Nah,
it's too long.
No, it's too long. Okay. Basically, it doesn't have a storyline. It's supposed to be about, like, him running, what's his face? His friend.
Pedro,
whatever. His friend Pedro. And he's running for class president and Napoleon. Like, he does this little dance.
Don't ruin the movie.
And it saves him. Okay, Napoleon's, like, weird. He seriously reminds me of this one person at our school.
Who, me?
No, not you.
Who? Key boy?
No, I'm not gonna... Okay. I'm gonna say his name and cost me an hour of beeping out.
No
one will know. I told you earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who am I like? I want to be
when you look at this is like this person in like when he's 18.
He looks like him, but he's a...
He sounds like him too, and he has like a little, you know, he's like...
What about me? I want to be someone like in Napoleon.
You're time. Like, you're like his, you're like the guy, his brother.
Nah, he's cool.
He's pretty cool.
As long as he didn't say the uncle, I'm happy.
Yeah, no, you're not the uncle. The uncle's, acts sort of cool, but he's sort of weird. So yeah.
But I'm not PC whips like the brother.
No, he's not like, I love technology, I'm all. Yeah. Like, G-Boy. You know, maybe I should, hold on, I'm just gonna, stop this for a sec. You should. Okay.
Well, I guess
so we're on pause.
Invite people.
Yeah, let's. You should.
Well,
you have to. You should have a. I should have like a little movie night here, and I'll have a couple
poop.
Burn.
Have a
I'll
party,
have a.
Man.
I need that. No, I'm gonna have like I'm gonna legally get some DVDs and stuff like Napoleon Dynamite and.
Legally? Like, you do unlegally?
No,
you were just joking
and
about that.
Snatch, and I'm gonna get, like, a whole... And I'm gonna have a whole little movie marathon. Like, some new ones, too. Apparently, The Day After Tomorrow is terrible.
No, apparently it's great, because I saw it, and it's, like, one of the best movies I've ever seen.
No, apparently, the special effects were okay, but...
Who said it was terrible?
Oh, a little
person.
The
critics that don't know anything?
No, not the critics. The person... My, hairdresser.
Oh, your
yes.
gay hairdresser?
He isn't gay. He's married.
Married to a guy, yeah.
No, he's married to Shannon.
Shannon
like,
the guy?
No,
that
Shannon
the
guy.
Dude.
I know. Like on Geek Love Radio, the roommate's name is Shannon. I didn't know that was,
Isn't there a guy named Shannon?
You know what'd
home
be cool?
Movies?
Yeah, and on home movies. I was gonna say that next. That'd be sort of cool having the name Shannon as a guy because you're so, unique.
This person I know with name Shannon.
Yeah.
Who's a guy?
Yeah. Well, that would be, that's sort of like a cool
know.
Name.
I think that's his
It's name. Like, so, Shannon, if you were a girl, we were going to name you Shannon. And if you were a guy, we were going to name you We named you Shannon. So, yeah, that would be sort of cool. What were you going to be named if you were,
What were you going to be named?
Something that started with a J, like Janet or, Jessica or something.
Which one was
it? I don't know what it was. And my brother was going to be named Lisa.
Hilarious.
Yeah, what were you going to be named?
Rachel.
Rachel, are you serious?
No, I just decided to bring that up for no reason.
Good. Yeah. Yeah.
What does this guy have in his hand?
Who?
What's this?
Napoleon? Oh, it's his nunchucks, because remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because this, like, case for Napoleon Dynamite is, like, cartoon, and then it's, like, him, which is, like, not cartoon. But, yeah, he's, like, because he, like, he was at the pawn shop. I wish I could go to a pawn shop. I've never been to a pawn shop. And he, like, picked up these, like, he's, like, to this one girl, he's, like, can you pick up your junk from my locker? I don't have any room to put my nunchucks in there anymore.
They don't look like nunchucks.
Though. They are. They're like samurai nunchucks. Like,
nunchucks are like wooden pieces at the end. This is like a
Because it's one of those ones that has like a knife at that. No, it's like it's a cartoon. They're not. It's like home movies. Does their couch look like a couch, Taylor?
Yes, I have a couch exactly like this.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Are you making fun of my couch?
I'm making fun. Yeah, your couch is like little scribbles at the. It's like sort of normal at the one end, I guess. And then it goes up, and it's just like it goes down, and it's all You have to see some sort of. If you haven't seen home movies, it's on 10 o'clock. Canada time, but I don't know the times of Canada time, but some parts in Canada have different times.
Canada and U.S. have the same time sometimes, yeah.
No, Newfoundland is in Canada, and it doesn't have the same time.
New York has the same time as
us. Well, some, because they're in the same time zone, whatever. Exactly. Okay, so what time zone are we in then? Okay, yeah, time Eastern. Zone in I Ontario. So, time zone in Ontario.
No, we're in Eastern.
Maybe we're in... Okay.
Pacific or whatever the
okay,
TV what, show.
Okay, let's say, just right? say go on teletoon.com and find out. But it's 10 o'clock for us, and it's home movies. And I'm sure all you satellite people have,
Did
like,
you know
five...
Hayley Duff is in this movie? That's
yeah,
crazy.
It's the one... Yeah,
popular person.
Yeah.
I didn't know Hayley Duff. Because Duff's I was, like, sister. Watching this one show, and there's, like, Hayley Duff on it, and I'm like... Hayley Duff, who's she?
No, we were looking through, because we watched this, and I had, like, a cam version. It was terrible, and I deleted it, and you're like, what's the storyline to that? And then we're like, okay, let's find out, and it's like... No, I deleted it. I didn't like it. It was terrible.
But you download.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's legal in Canada. Yeah, and I don't even use Kazaa, in case anyone's using Kazaa, and I've told you about that, I think. But, yeah... So we're looking, and it's like Hayley Duff. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
They're like hackers. I mean, Taylor of T Primex said, "Does Binder have talk about downloading stuff? What? How could they avoid it?" He was like, "Oh, I purchased a." He's like, "Oh, there's when you go to New York, there's a lot of people selling bootleg movies on the street corner," and he's like. Oh, I'm not, he's like, I don't think you guys should do that. I'm not saying I didn't buy any, but it's wrong. So.
New York,
yeah, it's weird. It's like New York is like exactly portrayed as it is in Family Guy. Yep. Don't justify against Family Guy.
Yep, should I say yada, yada, yada?
Yada, yada, yada.
Should I, Mark?
No, you should, yeah, okay.
You crazy? Doesn't matter. I don't care if you use my first
name. Okay. Yeah, this is... It's like Geek Club Radio. Like, it's too hard to go around. It says on the website anyway. So I'm Mark. And he's Taylor. But sometimes we call each other UT Crazy and T-Prime.
I like the name T-Prime.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I just say, like, T, and then I can just continue. But, yeah. I should really add those pictures to my homework. I was kind
of... A lot of people call me Primex when I'm...
Primex.
They're like, hey, Primex.
Well, I don't look like... It's like...
Over
it sounds
here,
like...
Start defending us.
It's like... Sounds like... Just like... Like, hey, Primex, get over here. It's like, hey, some last name. Hey, Jameson, get over here. It sounds like that.
Parker. You should use Parker.
Hey, Parker, get over here. Jameson. You know, it's like, na 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 na. No, it's like Kimpy. All my voices sound the same, but that's sort of my pathetic attempt. You know what we need to have on episode like 15, let's say? We need to have like a telephonic craptacular with just like a bunch of, like, crap, like, you know, from the, you know what CD?
No, I don't
T-A-Y-L-O-R Mania CD.
The Taylor Mania CD?
Yes. That's the one. I'm gonna have to buy it off someone, but...
Yeah, you should. For however much they're asking.
Maybe I'll give them my Palm Pilot for it.
No, you won't.
I know, I love this Palm Pilot. You should get a Palm Pilot, everyone.
Should I now?
You should, it's cool. I mean, you're like, oh, it is a lot better than I thought when we were talking
about...
What?
The guy that helped me on Xbox on my street.
On your Knights of the Republic?
No, on my street.
Yes.
I don't want to mention any names here. I think he has a Palm Pilot and a cell phone. And he has one of the fancy cell phones, too.
Yeah, I want a picture phone.
No, he has a Nokia phone. You know the ones with the really good games on
them? Yeah, you know, I want a picture phone that, like, flips up. But, you know...
Yeah, that's
you know
what
the
friend,
only people that have cell phones?
You know the little game?
Yeah.
He got a picture phone.
You know, you know the only people that have cell phones? Drug dealers and hookers.
No,
when you're in high school... I'm saying not. Like, well, I'm not gonna say like, oh, my dad's a drug dealer.
Now. I'm pretty sure popular people have cell phones too.
Yeah,
like I'm a cheerleader.
No.
I'm
okay.
A football player.
That's
we have
the
cell
most.
Phones.
That's the majority because they need to make a lot of calls. I'm just saying that. But that's true. I mean, you
popular
need to,
people do. Yeah, I know.
No.
Yeah, they do though. Ask a
drug dealers and.
So you're saying my friend's a drug dealer?
No, I'm just saying basically, if you're in high school, you don't really need a phone. Jesus, drawer.
Yeah, I know. He's like, you should get a phone, too. You can't stay organized without a phone.
I could do a Palm Pilot,
which
is
like... I'm afraid I don't need a Palm Pilot or a phone.
You can... If you really... I mean, I just like the Palm Pilot because it's really cool and handheld and I can draw notes and stuff. But if you really... You're just, like, really a mess and you don't want to spend any money, I mean, go on the internet. There's thousands... I mean, built into, like, Outlook Express, there's a calendar. Oh my gosh, I keep on forgetting everything. My life is a mess. I'm going to die without an organizer. I mean, it's
or buy an organizer.
Yeah, or buy an organizer. You can buy them at Dollarama for a dollar.
Really?
Yeah, you can buy those.
What, are they like Hetchy Sketches?
No.
Real organizers.
No, I'm not talking about a Palm Pilot.
No, but I'm like talking about your fake one.
What fake one? Oh, that one? The other one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually a lot of money at the time. I bought it for like... $30 or something.
Can
and
I play Dope Wars?
No, you can't do
Please.
That. It's just on my Palm Pilot. Oh, yeah,
I
want to sure.
just test it out.
Yeah, just look at it. But don't be like G boy. I haven't even let G boy like touch it. But we were like making little notes in here, like of like certain individuals, like George. Okay, let's see here. I really
especially
like it.
Especially George.
Especially George. I really like it because you can navigate around and stuff. I don't have anything to beep out in here, do I? No, I'm not gonna. Oh yeah, so and so. But yeah, it's like where to, dude. So then you do. If you want, do you want a light? Because I don't know.
No,
how.
I'm good.
Yeah, because you can turn on the light. It's not my battery. But yeah, there's my Palm Pilot. It has Taupe Wars on it, and. Like, if you want a Palm Pilot, you can get them cheap on... Yeah.
Sheesh.
You can get them cheap on eBay and stuff, and... Yeah. I think we should get to, like, an Xbox topic right now. I mean, like, just to talk about other stuff. And I think I'll discuss red versus blue, because that was that's a hot topic. And their third season is just released, and you should really watch it because, basically, they take Halo games and they just sort of stand around like so they had a multiplayer game, and they have a few people standing on one side, and then they sort of have a leader. That's sort of the basic format of all of them, and they stand and they just sort of talk, and it's really funny.
I said.
Yeah, I just sort of like when I was
Is
thinking about this, I'm like,
really?
I don't know. I haven't played a full game, but Huey and G-Boy are like. Hurry up, get it! Then they created a board game and they called it Dope Wars,
okay.
And I'm like, hey, that's exactly like the Dope Wars on my poem. I think that's copyright. And they're like, no, it's not. And it's like the exact same. In there, it asks you if you want to buy a gun, and then in their game, Alex is like, do you want to buy a gun? But yeah. So, red versus blue, back on topic. So basically they're like, it's like humorous, like, what else? What was it? I have one on here. I'm just gonna look at something, because I have them on here somewhere. Where? Hate when people from, like, I don't know, whatever state it is, like Bill Clinton, they're like, where am I supposed to go? And they sort of talk, like, weird. But yeah, I can't find it, but yeah, red versus blue. There's like one about like the new release of there's like a new mission. Like, everything they ask him, he's like, oh, that's classified information. And basically at the end, this is like the only thing I can remember. They're like, so are we gonna need new, so he's like, you're gonna need new armor because you want to be prepared for the first day of training. They're like, are we gonna need armor? And then they're like, that's classified information. And I'm sort of sad that I can't remember that, but maybe I'll talk about that another time. And like the only thing I can tell you is it's gonna be really, really great. And that's all, like, it's basically like that. So they do that in, like,
okay, this is
comical.
Like,
you don't know how to play it.
No, I'm done Dope Wars. That was sort of boring. I'm just playing around.
Well, good job. Yeah, maybe, like, G-Boy
up.
And, what's his face? Maybe they, like, know it. Good job. Mess up my phone.
Well,
I'll get you
like,
Greg, something.
Your style is over here.
What did you do? This is the... Oh, this is just... I thought you, like, reset it, because you have to do this when you first get it started. But if you go to the... If you go to the welcome menu, it, like, tells you... It, like... And you go to welcome on here, it says you have to, like, drag your cursor there and there.
Anyways, let me quit.
Yeesh.
I just want to do the drawing pictures and stuff.
There you go. You can draw. Okay. There's the drawing notes. That's the best thing I like. No, you know what we were talking about before? Pickup lines, and some of them are like really funny. Like, I sort of, off of Geek Love Radio, I sort of changed this one. It's like, are you a terrorist because you've set off a bomb in my heart? And then there's like the corny ones, like, I lost my phone number, can I have yours? Or something stupid like that. And, yeah, that's, I don't know, I don't have much to say about that, but hopefully, T-Primex has some more to say, because he's just sitting here playing on my palm, which is the most amazing thing. With that boosted my life, let's say because I got this computer and I got that palm, let's say a 6, but eventually it'll just go back down to 5, because school always ruins everything, and that's the moral of the story, stay in school. That's sort of a bad thing to segue into our next topic. But I actually found out that a segue, which means like sort of like into the next topic, there's actually a vehicle called a segue, and you drive around, you can like use them in like malls or whatever, driving around, and they're not really geared towards like old people, like those little things that you like drive around on. Here, I'll show you a segue. Sort of cool, I guess. I mean, they're, like, really lazy if you see someone walking around with a Segway. It's sort of an American thing. I mean, maybe... No, that isn't...
Oh,
that,
our teacher was talking
no.
about how Las Vegas has moving sidewalks.
Yeah, I know. That's weird.
Because they're so lazy.
I don't know. I think there's, like, 10 times different things of Segways in here.
Like, you can notice the difference.
Yeah.
Because if there's a Canadian...
Here's a Segway. That's a Segway. Sort of like a little, I'll add that into, I was also gonna do show notes for it, because if they wanna, like, know what episodes talked about a specific topic, here's a segue, look at the segue, it's like for lazy people, you drive around, I've never seen them before, you, like, see them in, like, people driving around, but actually when you see pictures, it's, like, young people, I mean, you don't have to be old to be driving them,
yeah, I know,
like, that would be a really, I wish I had one, but that would just be really lazy, I don't, like, walk around 1,000 places. See, there's, like, a average person, like, walking around. Apparently, they're very unstable, and they're gonna get, like, banned everywhere in the future. But, yeah, that's a segue. Where are we at? Ooh, pretty fast. But we can just continue on until we I want to stop. Because we decided just to, like, keep on going. Okay, you're done. You're, like, messed. Okay, you're probably, like, format hard drive. Yeah. You know what's a good show? The screensavers.
It's messed up. It's like I, like, point here and it, like, points there. Okay.
When you do it sideways, it seems to do that. But, yeah, hopefully you didn't, like, mess it up. Because there's this one thing, if you do something, it, like, makes it so, like, if you draw on the side, it, like, goes an inch centimeter later. Yeah. Are you doing, like, memos or something?
Yeah.
I put my story on there that I wrote for class. But I don't care if you, like, mess up any of that, because I don't have much. Like, if I just put it in the little cradle and press sync, everything that you did just syncs to my computer, and all my other stuff goes back onto the palm. So, it's okay. Like, it's good. Say you, like, ran out of batteries, you just put it in, sync, you're back to the exact same. You don't lose anything. I'm using rechargeable batteries now, because that's what it came with. But I'll eventually, because I don't have a charger, I'll eventually have to buy some AAA. But it takes two AAA. I think, what was I going to talk about next? Eventually we're going to have an AIM name. No, I just said that because you don't like that. But yeah, I really like my keyboard because it has like a volume control and everything, and that's sort of stupid. But
yeah,
I didn't usually like to use. I didn't usually do that, but now my volume control is weird, so I just press volume up, volume down. You can pause and play the songs. There's FLOC, email, messenger, webcam, iTouch, whatever, search. And you know what I don't like? Webcams. It's not... No, I actually saw...
Well, they're actually okay.
Sometimes they're okay if you have a good webcam, but if you're, like, on one that, like, it, like, changes a frame every, like, second, it's like... You see, like, the movement only in, like, your mouth, then it sucks. But if you buy, like, $100 webcams, like, you get off of, like, Tech TV or whatever... what are you doing? Okay, what? No, okay, so
I'm
then
if
you buy the good ones, then it's okay. But if you buy the crappy ones that you get with your computer...
No, I want one of these things. How much are these?
You can get those upwards of 60, probably the minimum you could buy it.
For, like, one like this?
Exactly like that. That's, like, one of the lower models. I don't know if you can buy... Well, you can buy, like, the antique ones, but you can't really use them. They're not very functional. They're very clunky. I like that because it's very...
Crocodile,
it has really
too.
Good... yeah, I know. It has really good, like, curves to it. It's really easy to hold and really easy to use, unlike a black... My story isn't extremely hilarious.
It's hilarious.
We had to read it in our class, and I'm like, oh, my God. And my arm was shaking, and it seems so long when you're reading it. It took me, like... 2 minutes, but yeah, okay, maybe I'll tell this little story. So let's just call one person John and one person Sarah. So Sarah and John had the exact same story, except the names were changed. So let's say Sarah's, her name, her main character's
what?
Name was Jessica.
Well, how disrespectful.
And I don't know, John, I forget who I called him. His, what are you talking about?
The Bible, it says Bible.
Yeah, I don't, because it's, like, did something. It's, like, error, when I was uploading it. It's, like, you are not Christian, cannot upload. No, but it was, like, error, so I just kept that on, because I didn't want to have to, like, remove it. But, yeah, that's my palm. It's really cool, actually. I never really leave without it now. It's, like, in the morning, I get my house keys and put on my glasses, and then I'm, like, oh, there's my palm. Have to get it. It's just something to do, like, at recess. And sometimes at lunch, and sometimes in class when I just sort of hide it, and I just go down and I click around and I draw stuff, and I'm like, I hate school. And one of the things I'm like, school is boring. I hate school for like 10 pages in there. And it's really easy to input data, because you can use the drawing and notepad and everything. So now you're listening to me talk about my, palm, and everyone's like, oh my gosh, I want a palm. But you really, I mean, no one's really going to be like that. You really need to test it yourself. If you know someone that has it, it's just try it out, see if you like it. I mean, some people really are technologically challenged and they even can't handle a palm. I mean, some people can't handle a computer, a palm is like death to them. But if you like know how, if you have a hand, if you're not like a pirate, then you can use a palm. And it's really, I mean, it keeps me organized actually. And I have some of my stuff in there right now. I just need to add, if I have like projects due and people's phone numbers and stuff.
You don't have your whole story on here, right?
I don't?
No.
I do. What's the ending? I think I do. You have to scroll down. At the side. Yeah,
it's long.
Yeah, it is pretty long on there because it's a smaller screen, so you just have to like learn. Crocodile tears, you find that funny?
What was this wonderful
one? I don't know, I didn't find a name for her, so I just say,
no, was it just someone that sang?
It's like someone on the street, and she's like, he's like, oh, what a pigeon, I'm gonna do that, but no one knows what we're talking about. But my story was amazing, everyone knows it. I was gonna do one about Halo, but then I'm like, maybe I'll do it on this. And, oh crap, it's 8. Okay, thank you for listening to Nextbox Official Radio. I'm UT Crazy, and I'm here with T Pimax. Thank you for listening. Shame.